What if I told you there's a true story so old it helped light the path for some of the biggest world religions today? A story with flames that never go out. A man who dared to speak up when the world was unfair. And ideas that still shine thousands of years later. Hey there, curious minds. I'm Laura, your trusty guide on this journey. And today on Faithfully Explore, we're diving into the sparkling world of Zoroastrianism to meet a brilliant thinker named Zoroaster. He lived more than 3,000 years ago, but his bold ideas about truth, goodness, and the battle between light and darkness still echo today. So, are you ready to explore fire, light, and one of the oldest belief systems in the world? Let's go, explorers!
Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack.
Zoroaster lived around 3,500 years ago in ancient Persia, a land of golden deserts, twisting rivers, and tall mountains. Today we call that place Iran. He lived in a time when people believed in many gods. They feared storms, dark spirits, and did rituals out of worry. But young Zoroaster was different. He was kind, thoughtful, and always asking big questions.
Why are we here? Why do people hurt each other? Is there a better way to live?
He felt deep inside that life was meant for goodness, not fear. So he searched for answers. One morning when Zoroaster was about 30 years old, he went down to a quiet river to pray. A glowing figure appeared before him, bright and peaceful. It was a radiant being called Vohumana, which means good mind. This shining guide led Zoroaster into the presence of Ahura Mazda, the wise lord and the one true god in Zoroastrian belief. In this holy moment, Zoroaster asked questions about life, truth, and the universe, and Ahura Mazda answered. He taught Zoroaster that there is only one god. The world is a battle between truth and lies, light and darkness. And each person has the freedom to choose the path of good. When Zoroaster returned home, he was changed, inspired, filled with purpose. He had a message for the world. Choose the path of truth and light. Do what is right, not out of fear, but because it makes the world better. At first, people weren't sure. These were new and bold ideas. But Zoroaster didn't give up. He shared his teachings gently and wisely. Over time, others began to listen, even a powerful king. We'll hear that story at the end. His teachings grew into Zoroastrianism, the main religion of ancient Persia. For centuries, people followed Ahura Mazda in that area. Some still do.
Wait, Ahura Mazda? That sounds familiar. Like the Mazda car my dad drives.
Great observation. Fun fact, the Mazda car company did get its name from Ahura Mazda, the Zoroastrian god of wisdom. They wanted their cars to stand for intelligence and light. So, in a way, every Mazda car on the road carries the name of Zoroaster's wise lord. It's time to get your body moving and your mind glowing. Stand up as tall as you can, and stretch your arms way up high, like you're the morning sun rising over a mountaintop. Wiggle your fingers up there. Those are your rays of light, stretching into the sky and warming the world. Now take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe out, imagine you're blowing away heavy thoughts and worries. Phew! Let them float off like smoke in the wind. just like Zoroaster taught, when we clear out the dark, we make room for the light. Shake out your arms like flickers of fire. Shake your legs like you're kicking away shadows. And imagine you're stepping into brightness. Ah, feel that glow inside? You're shining already. Keep that light with you as we explore more. Zoroaster taught that life is a constant choice between good and evil. But what does that mean for us day to day? He broke it down into a simple guide that even a child in ancient times could remember. In Zoroastrianism, the most famous motto is, "Good thoughts, good words, good deeds." Let's say that together to help us remember it. Repeat after me. Good thoughts, good words, good deeds.
Good thoughts, good words, good deeds.
This powerful motto is like a mini rulebook for a good life. Think kind and truthful thoughts. Speak words that help, not hurt. Do actions that make the world better. Why? Because every time you think, say, or do something good, you're shining light into the world. Zoroastrians believe there's a cosmic battle between truth and lies, light and darkness. Your small choices every day help decide which side wins. Every mean word or selfish action, that feeds the darkness, the force Zoroastrians call druj, or deceit. That's why you have the power to tip the balance with your own choices. Zoroaster taught that happiness comes from choosing good, and that eventually, if everyone chooses good, the world will be peaceful and bright. In Zoroastrian belief, the battle between good and evil will end with goodness winning if people keep choosing the right path. Zoroastrians believe in one God. They were possibly the first major religion to teach about one God. They call this god Ahura Mazda, like we learned before, and that name means the wise lord. Ahura Mazda is all good, and he created the world and everything pure in it. But if there's one all-good God, why is there bad stuff? Well, Zoroastrians explain it like this. Ahura Mazda created angels or spirits to help him, and one of those spirits chose to be bad. That's the origin of evil, often given a name Angra Mainyu, meaning the destructive spirit. So it's a corrupt spirit that brings things like lies, greed, and harm. Humans are caught in between, and we have to choose which influence to follow. Imagine a cartoon character with an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. That's kind of the idea. Zoroastrians say, listen to that good whisper. Choose the light. Zoroaster also taught that truth is sacred. In fact, they call truth Asha, which means truth, order, and righteousness. Living by Asha brings you closer to God. One of the most powerful symbols in Zoroastrianism is fire. In Zoroastrian temples, called fire temples or agiaries, there's always a flame burning, sometimes for hundreds of years without ever going out. This sacred fire reminds people that the light of Ahura Mazda is always present. When they pray, Zoroastrians face the fire. They don't pray to the fire. They pray to God through the fire. This fire helps them focus on warmth, clarity, and the light inside themselves. If you visit a fire temple, some are open to visitors, others are just for Zoroastrians. Anyway, if you visit a fire temple, you'd see people cover their heads with a scarf or cap to show respect. And sometimes they wear the color white, the color of purity. The sacred fire is usually in a big bronze urn, glowing in a quiet room.
A fire that never ever goes out. That's awesome. It's like an eternal nightlight.
I have a candle I light with my parents on special days. It makes me feel peaceful. I bet the fire temple feels like that times 10.
That peaceful glowing feeling is what many Zoroastrians experience when they pray. Zoroastrians also wear reminders of their beliefs every day. Around ages 7 to 10, Zoroastrian children go through a special ceremony called Navhot in India or Sedrepushi in Iran. In this rite of passage, they receive a white shirt called a sudre with a tiny front pocket to collect good deeds. They also get a sacred cord called a kusti, which they wrap around their waist 3 times. Why do you think they wrap it 3 times? You guessed it. Good thoughts, good words, good deeds. After this ceremony, the child is considered an official member of the Zoroastrian community. From then on, they untie and retie their kusti each day during prayers, using that moment to recommit to living with truth and light. They say sacred hymns, many from the Avesta, their holy book. Some of these hymns, called the Gathas, were said to be written by Zoroaster himself. Zoroaster also taught deep respect for nature. The earth, sky, water, plants, and animals were all created by Ahura Mazda, so polluting or harming them disrespects the divine. Zoroastrians were early eco guardians, careful not to throw waste in rivers or harm fire or soil.
So they love the earth because it's sacred like many indigenous peoples?
Yes, protecting nature is a way of honoring God's creation. Modern Zoroastrians often are active in environmental causes, which is something we can all be inspired by. Through war, empires, and change, Zoroastrians have kept their flame of faith alive. Today, they are one of the smallest major religions, with around 100,000 to 200,000 followers worldwide. Most live in India, where they're called Parsis, and Iran, with smaller communities around the globe. But even though their numbers are small, their influence and message shine brightly. Before we move on, let's have a quick joke break. We've learned a lot, so let's lighten up. Get it? Lighten? Like light? First, what's a Zoroastrian's favorite snack?
What?
Firecrackers. Okay, one more. What kind of car does a Zoroastrian drive?
I don't know.
A Mazda, of course. Feeling lighter? Laughter is good for the soul. Zoroaster might approve, since good cheer is definitely a good thought. Now, let's take a journey in our minds to experience something very special in Zoroastrian tradition. A festival that's full of light, joy, and fresh beginnings. It's called Nowruz. That means new day in Persian, and it's the Zoroastrian New Year, celebrated on the very first day of spring. Nowruz has been celebrated for thousands of years, since the days of ancient Persia, and even today millions of people around the world, especially in Iran, India, and beyond, still celebrate it each spring. Now imagine we're invited to join a Zoroastrian family for Nowruz. It's early morning, you've just woken up, and you can feel the excitement in the air. The house is sparkling clean. Everything has been swept, dusted, and scrubbed, because spring cleaning is a must before Nowruz. It's like cleaning away old energy to make room for new life. The air smells sweet, like fresh flowers and warm pastries baking in the kitchen. You walk into the family room and your eyes go wide. It's beautiful. Right in the middle is a special table covered with a fancy cloth and decorated with 7 meaningful items. This is called the Haftsin table. Haft means 7, and each item starts with the letter S in Persian, or what they say, sin. So Haftsin, each item symbolizes a blessing like health, wisdom, renewal, and love. You might also spot golden coins for wealth, a mirror to reflect on self-improvement, candles flickering with hope, and maybe even a goldfish swimming gently in a bowl. That represents life and movement. The family is dressed in brand new clothes, smiling and chatting. Everyone greets each other with hugs and the words, Happy Nowruz, or in Persian, Nowruz Mubarak. Someone gives you a crisp, shiny dollar bill, a New Year's gift for good luck. Later that day, you step outside into the springtime. The air is still cool, but the sun is rising higher, bringing light. You plant a little seed in the ground. It's a way of saying thank you to the earth and promising to care for it in the year ahead. As the sun sets, something magical happens. You join the community in a park or open courtyard. Small bonfires flicker in the dusk. This is Chaharshanbi Suru, the fire jumping celebration held right before Nowruz begins. The fires aren't big, just little flame piles, but they dance brightly in the wind. You take a deep breath, grab the hand of a friend, and together you leap over the fire, shouting a very old rhyme that means, "Give me your glowing red cheeks and take away my pale ones." In other words, take my sickness, my fear, my sadness, and give me your health and strength. People cheer as each person jumps. There's laughter, sparklers, music, and joy in the air. It feels like the whole world is letting go of the past and stepping forward into something beautiful. Nowruz celebrates light winning over darkness. After the spring equinox, the days become longer than the nights. That's why this new year is filled with hope, warmth, and new beginnings. Now make a silent promise to yourself. Something kind you'll do this year. Maybe you'll help more at home. Maybe you'll try to speak more gently. Maybe you'll protect nature like Zoroaster taught. Whatever you choose, let it be your gift to this new day. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes if they were closed. How was your first Nowruz? If you're smiling, I think you did it just right.
My family celebrates Nowruz. We do the Haftsheim table with sprouts and the goldfish. It's my favorite holiday because everyone is happy and I get money.
I love hearing that. Nowruz truly is a joyful time that anyone can appreciate. A celebration of renewal and the victory of light and life. One of the most beautiful things about exploring different beliefs is discovering how they connect. Like little bridges of friendship between people, even when their traditions are very different. Zoroastrianism is a unique and ancient faith. But guess what? Some of its symbols and ideas appear across the world, in many cultures and religions. Let's take one shining example, light. Zoroastrians honor fire and light as symbols of truth, goodness, and the divine. Light represents all that is pure and hopeful. But they're not the only ones. Look at how light shows up across so many faiths. In the Jewish faith, lighting candles is part of Shabbat, a weekly celebration of rest and connection. We explored this more deeply in our Shabbat episode, so give it a listen if you're curious. And during Hanukkah, Jewish families light candles for 8 nights to remember an ancient miracle. In Hinduism and Sikhism, there's Diwali, the festival of lights, where homes and streets glow with little oil lamps to celebrate the victory of good over evil. We'll learn about that later this year. In Christianity, candles shine brightly in churches at Christmas and Easter, symbolizing the light of Jesus and the hope of new life. We even saw this in the baptism episode, where candles represent spiritual awakening. Even people who don't follow any specific religion often use light in meaningful ways, like lighting candles on birthdays, during memorials, or at candlelight vigils. They do this to mark important moments, express love, or remember someone that was special to them. Isn't that amazing? Around the globe, humans seem drawn to the idea of light pushing away darkness. It's a symbol that brings comfort, connection, and courage, no matter where you live or what you believe. And now here's one of my favorite friendship bridge facts. Have you ever heard of the three wise men from the Christmas story? You know, the Magi who followed a bright star to find baby Jesus, and they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Well, here's the exciting twist. Many historians believe those Magi were actually Zoroastrian priests from ancient Persia. The word Magi comes from a term used for Zoroastrian astrologer priests, people who studied the stars and looked for signs of wisdom and wonder in the night sky. These star watchers may have believed that something very special was happening when they saw that brilliant star in the sky. So, in a way, Zoroastrians may have been a part of the very first Christmas story. This is a powerful example of how people of different faiths, even thousands of years ago, could interact, share wisdom, and honor something sacred together. So even though Zoroastrianism stands on its own, with its own rich traditions and teachings, it's also woven into the big story of human belief. Through symbols like light, values like truth, and stories of kindness and curiosity, we can find threads that unite across cultures and religions. That's what our friendship bridge is all about, understanding and respect across different beliefs. Because when we build those bridges, we light the way together. Let's play a quick and fiery game to light up everything we've learned today. It's time for the Fire and Light Quiz. Here's how it works. I'll read a statement. If you think it's true, shout Asha, because Asha means truth, order, and righteousness. While you shout Asha, stretch your arms high like a flame reaching for the sky. If you think it's false, yell Druj. That's the Zoroastrian word for lies and disorder. Crouch down low, like you're hiding in the shadows of darkness. Let's get those bodies moving and your brains glowing. Zoroastrians believe in one god. Yes, true. They are monotheistic, which means they believe in one god, and it is Ahura Mazda. Zoroastrianism started in ancient Persia and is one of the oldest religions. Asha, correct. It began in Persia, or what we now call Iran, and is indeed among the oldest faiths that we know of. Zoroaster taught bad thoughts, bad words, bad deeds as the way you should live. Truj. That's definitely false. Quite the opposite. It's good thoughts, good words, good deeds. Zoroastrians worship fire and pray to it daily. Druj. No. Fire is a sacred symbol in Zoroastrianism, and they do keep an eternal flame burning in their temples, but they do not worship it. Zoroastrians wear a special shirt and cord to remind them of good thoughts, good words, good deeds. Asha, the Sudra shirt and Kusti cord tradition does just that. Zoroastrians have a big celebration called Diwali in the spring, which means New Year. Druj, false. Nowruz is their New Year celebration at the spring equinox. You are all on fire! In a good way. You remembered so much. If you shouted Asha for the truths, you're essentially spreading light yourself by knowing true things. And if you said Druj for the false, you're rejecting the false. Very Zoroastrian of you. Now it's time for our weekly challenge, a fun mission to carry with you after the episode. This week's challenge is called The Path of Asha, 7 Days of Goodness. It's inspired by the Zoroastrian motto, good thoughts, good words, good deeds. Each day this week, you're invited to practice those three things, and you can even track your progress with a simple chart or printable from our website. Let's break it down. First, good thoughts. When you wake up, pause and choose one good thought to start your day. It could be something grateful. I'm thankful for my little brother. Or something hopeful. Today, I'm going to try my best at recess. If you notice a cranky or unkind thought sneaking in, pause and flip it. Instead of, math is the worst, try, math is tough, but I can get better with help. The second thing is good words. Speak kindly and truthfully throughout your day. That might mean giving a classmate a compliment. I like your laugh. Or speaking up with honesty. I made a mistake, but I'm trying to fix it. If you catch yourself about to say something hurtful or unfair, picture a small flame in your heart and remember that Zoroastrians see fire as sacred and pure. Let that flame guide your words to be bright and kind. Number 3, good deeds. Every day, do something helpful or brave that makes the world better. Invite someone to play. Show courage, like telling the truth, even when it's hard. Or practice caring for nature or your space, like watering plants or sorting recycling. If you want, make a little tracker. Draw 3 columns, one for thoughts, one for words, one for deeds. Each day, draw a flame for everyone you complete. You can also use our printable Flame of Goodness chart that's at our website, faithfullyexplore.com, if you'd like something colorful and ready to go. By the end of the week, you might be amazed at how many sparks of light you've created. Whether you get 2 flames or 20, what matters is that you're walking in light. Just like Zoroaster taught, when we light our inner fire with truth, kindness, and courage, we help the world glow a little brighter. As we wind down, let's imagine our imaginary belief backpack and pack in the key lessons we learned today. First, choose the light. Just as Zoroaster taught, we learned that life presents choices between good and evil, truth and lies. In our backpack, we're packing the commitment to choose good, to be the light in dark times. Even one person, like one candle, can brighten a whole room of darkness. The second thing we're packing today is good thoughts, good words, good deeds. This simple model is like a 3-in-1 tool in your backpack. Whenever you're unsure what to do, remember, check your thoughts. Are they kind? Your words? Are they true and nice? And your deeds? Are they helpful? If not, adjust them. This trio will help you to make better choices every day. The last thing we want to add to our backpack is you have a voice. Your voice matters too. Even as a young person, you can be a little Zoroaster in your community, spreading wisdom, speaking up when something is unfair, and guiding others by example. Age doesn't matter when it comes to kindness. I hope your minds are sparkling with new ideas and inspiration, explorers. We've packed some powerful values into our belief backpacks today. Now gather close, adventurers. We're about to hear a true tale from long, long ago. A story of courage, truth, a royal horse. It's called The King's Favorite Horse. In ancient Persia, in a kingdom where deserts stretched wide and far, there lived a powerful ruler named King Vishtaspa. He was strong and mighty, yes, but he was also curious. He liked ideas. He asked big questions. One night, as the king slept in his golden palace, he dreamed of a man who shimmered like starlight. The man held a golden book and said,
"This is the Zend Avesta, the book of God's wisdom. Learn from it, O king."
The king woke up with a gasp. What a dream! But get this. That very morning, guards came rushing in.
"Your Majesty, a traveler named Zoroaster waits at the gate."
It was the same man from his dream. The king welcomed him in. Zoroaster entered in white robes, his eyes kind, his words wise.
"If you can answer my advisor's trickiest questions,"
the king said,
"then I'll believe you."
The royal advisors asked question after question about the earth, the stars, good and evil, even the meaning of life. Zoroaster answered them all. Impressed, King Vishtaspa said,
"Zoroaster, teach me more."
He gave him a room in the palace and they talked every day. But not everyone was happy. The king's other counselors got jealous, fuming, scheming. One night, they crept into Zoroaster's room and planted bones and skulls, trying to make it look like he practiced black magic. The next day, they shouted to the king,
"Look what we found! Zoroaster is a sorcerer!"
The king hesitated. Could it be true? Guards searched Zoroaster's room and found the bones. Zoroaster tried to speak the truth.
I have been framed. I follow only the god of good.
But the king, torn by doubt, threw him into the dungeon. Time passed. Then tragedy struck. The king's favorite horse, Aspandiar, a gleaming black stallion, collapsed, all four legs tucked under him. He was in terrible pain.
No healer can help him.
He stopped eating. He couldn't sleep. And one night, a guard whispered,
"Your Majesty, the prisoner Zoroaster says he can heal the horse.
Bring him at once."
Zoroaster stood before the king and the suffering horse.
"I can help, but there are four conditions."
"What are they?"
"One, you must believe in Ahura Mazda, the one true god, and accept me as his messenger."
The king desperate agreed. Poof! The first leg stretched out.
"Two, your son, the prince, must join in this truth."
The prince nodded bravely. Aspandiar's second leg kicked.
"Three, your queen must support this path of light."
The queen agreed with warmth. The horse's third leg started to move.
"Four, those who framed me must be revealed and banished."
The guilty counselors turned pale as ghosts.
"It was us. We lied."
The king roared.
"Guards, remove them from this kingdom."
And as the traitors were dragged away, Aspandiar leapt to his feet. He trotted over, nuzzling the king, tail swishing happily. The king was overwhelmed.
I believe it all. Forgive me, wise Zoroaster.
From that day on, the kingdom embraced the teachings of truth, light, and good thoughts, good words, good deeds. Zoroaster became the king's trusted advisor. His message spread across Persia, lighting fires of wisdom in homes and hearts. And that, explorers, is the story of how truth galloped its way into a king's heart and helped the light of Zoroastrianism shine bright.
Those sneaky counselors got what they deserved. I loved that each promise healed one leg. It was like a video game power-up or something.
This story, The King's Favorite Horse, is a beloved tale among Zoroastrians, demonstrating that goodness and truth will stand up in the end, just like that horse. It teaches that if you stay honest and keep your faith, even when people lie about you, eventually the truth comes out and goodness wins. The king, queen, and prince choosing Zoroaster's faith remind us that doing the right thing often requires courage and change, but it can heal what's broken. Now that your imagination has galloped with that horse and your heart has traveled through fire and light, get ready, because next time we're heading to a golden city filled with sunlight and ideas. It's over 1,000 years ago in the city of Fez, where one young woman had a dream that reached farther than anyone around her could imagine. Her name? Fatima Alfieri. Her dream? To build a place of learning. And not just any school. She founded the world's oldest university still in operation today. In our next episode, Fatima the Builder, the woman who built a university, will explore how her faith, courage, and deep love of learning helped her create something truly lasting. What inspired her? How did she overcome challenges in a time when women weren't always encouraged to lead? And what can we learn from her about the power of knowledge, service, and belief? I can't wait to share her story with you. Pack your curiosity and join me next time. Thank you so much for exploring with me today. We traveled across time, met a wise teacher, and lit our hearts with the shining teachings of Zoroaster. I hope you're leaving this episode feeling a little warmer, a little brighter, like there's a sacred flame glowing gently inside you. Because guess what? You carry a spark of that light within you. And every kind thought, every honest word, and every good deed you share is like a lantern lighting up the world one flicker at a time. So keep choosing light, keep choosing good, and let your actions be a reminder that even the smallest spark can make the darkness a little less dark. Until next time, this is Laura from Faithfully Explore saying, Kodafez! That's how you say goodbye in Persian. Keep your curiosity glowing, keep your kindness strong, and may your week be full of good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. Coda Fez for now, and keep shining.
Grrrr.